On the show today, we have Canvas Credit Union's President and CEO, Todd Marksberry, talking about how running, he's been a lifelong runner, how running has really helped him further his career, keeps him sharp, keeps him energized throughout the day, and a whole lot more. So check it out. Hey everybody, I'm Mike Lawson here with FitExec. On the show today, we have Canvas Credit Union's President and CEO, Mr. Todd Marksberry. Todd, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. As we were just saying beforehand, this is a very different time for everybody, but I'm very thankful that my family is healthy, that our Canvas family of 625 employees are healthy. And so it's a good time.
Yeah, no doubt. No
crazy,
doubt.
We're all but good.
That too. And we're all kind of coming together in a time like this. So it's really cool. But this, I kind of see this type of interview or what we're going to talk about is kind of a healthy distraction from what the real world is going through right now and just kind of escape a little bit.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, you're welcome. I do what I can for you. So obviously you are the president and CEO of Canvas Credit Union out there in Colorado. Where is it again? Is it in Castle Rock or where's the headquarters?
I live in Castle Rock. Okay. Our corporate headquarters are in Lone Tree,
okay,
which is just up the road a little bit.
Gotcha. Okay, and so we're talking about, I mean, obviously Colorado, you guys have a multitude of things to do up there, skiing, bike riding, horseback riding, you name it. You guys, it's a very active state, so you're in the right place. So having said that, what do you do on a daily basis, given that we're not in the current circumstances that we're in, but just as a regular day, what health habits do you do inside or outside that helps you kind of exceed at work? What do you do on a daily basis that helps you kind of stay fit, stay healthy, all that good stuff?
That's a good question. From a mental perspective, my routine is I come in the morning. I'm an early riser. I've always been an early riser. So I get in the office probably about 6:45 wow. every morning. I dive into a couple of daily devotional readings that I have. I catch up on all of my email, mm-hmm. catch up on reading in terms of newspapers, trade publications, yep. etc. And then I sort of dive in right away to, walking and meeting with people and things like that. But probably every day right around, I would say about 11 o'clock-ish, I've already been in the office for, close to 5 hours.
Yeah, almost a full day.
So I have a treadmill in my office.
Oh, cool.
I'm a runner. I've been a lifetime runner since 1980. And it's my way at... I'll be 55 years old, Mike, this year, and
well
so
done.
It's my way to keep my body healthy and my mind healthy. Mm-hmm. It kind of balances me. It's funny, when the weather's good, I go out and run outside in the area where our corporate offices are, and then when weather is not so great, which happens occasionally here in Colorado, not quite as nice as San Diego, very obviously, but I jump on the treadmill and run about 4 miles and listen to a podcast or, catch up on news if I had the TV on. But that's kind of my way to stay healthy. And then the rest of the day, by 3 o'clock, I'm toast. So mentally speaking, I'm saying. But that's my routine.
Yeah, that's usually my nap time is around that time.
Many years. Yeah.
Yeah, the next. Those help out a lot. So the running obviously helped. You said it helps keep you balanced and stuff. I mean, if you don't run, how are you? I mean, is it just because I know when I don't do something that I have a habit of doing, I'm a little bit different. I'm a little off. I'm not as sharp as I usually am. So is that kind of the same if you don't do the kind of the normal routine that you do, or like running?
Yeah, it's very, I liken it to that term hangry, when people are, I'm one of those people who love lunch and, I have to eat, but, on a regular basis, but yeah, when I'm not running, I'm slightly off kilter and everyone around me actually recognizes that. And when I'm at home, my wife will say, you haven't eaten. You didn't eat lunch today, did you? That's her indicator.
Yep.
you're a little bit of a jerk right now. Similarly, in the office, I can tell when you know, folks will say, "Hey, you haven't had a chance to run today, have you?" I'm like,
"So how did you know?"
How did you know? Yeah, I'm just a little bit off. You're right. I just don't feel the same, and so that routine, that, if you will, that I've had in place, you know, for the 27 years that I've been working in credit unions, I've literally done the same thing week after week for 27 years. When I don't get a chance, when I miss a couple days in a row, it's I don't feel the same.
Do you have like accountability measures or anything like that? Like a lot of people have like a workout buddy or somebody, and they're all like you said, your wife is like, "Hey, did you eat something today? Did you work out?"
Yeah.
Cause they're a little bit different. Do you have any accountability, or is it just kind of self-discipline?
It's self-discipline. I've always been a bit of a lone wolf. You know, the reason I love running so much is, you know, I can throw a pair of shorts and a t-shirt or a long sleeve shirt and, you know, running socks and my running shoes in my bag and anywhere I am in the country, but anywhere in the world for that matter, I can get a good run in. But the discipline is, it's just been my own thing. And I wouldn't say that I'm, it's like I'm this crazy marathon, you know, runner kind of guy. It's just something that I've gotten to the point now that it's sort of like breathing and eating. I have to run. It just makes me feel better.
Indeed. And so it sounds like you've kind of always been kind of a health conscious kind of guy. I mean, obviously, because you said you've been doing this for 27 years at least. So, or was there something in your life that goes, "Hey, you know what? Maybe was there something that happened in your life that, hey, you know what? I need to turn things around. I need to get a pair of shoes on and go for a run or something like that, or get on a bike," or is there anything like that? Or has it just been something that you've done your entire life?
It's something I've done in my entire life. I grew up as an athlete.
Okay.
Once I got to high school, I ran track and I played football, and then I ran track in college. I was a 400 meter hurdler in college.
Wow. That's hard.
Actually, funny enough, ironically, at Eastern Kentucky, I'm repping my alma mater, Eastern Kentucky University.
Right on.
How crazy is that? But shout out to Adidas. I'm kidding. But I've always been an athlete, and when I graduated and I started to work, I probably had a dead period, if you will. It was probably my first year out of college, where I felt like, holy cow, I've worked my tail off, and I've been, you know, I was running and I had to run, and I sort of took a sabbatical, if you will, during a period of time, and I felt like crap. So sorry, pardon my French. I felt a little crappy, and I began to build the discipline back in, and you know, it was easy for me to just throw on a pair of shoes and just start to run again.
Kind of muscle memory type of thing. So. But you're a busy guy, obviously, running a credit union and obviously been involved in other areas professionally and even probably personally as well. What's the biggest challenge in maintaining your fitness or in just kind of your healthy lifestyle? Is there anything that kind of gets in the way, or what challenges you each and every day to get this done, so to speak?
I think the challenge is creating white space or margin in your day, right? A part of my discipline as well is there was a period of time when I used to get a lot of meetings done during lunch, the lunchtime. So it was when I first got here to the credit union, as an example, 4.5, almost 5 years ago, that was the time I didn't want to interrupt other people's schedules, if you will. And so I go to my CFO colleague, No, and I'd say, "Hey, Connie, let's go grab lunch." And that was our time.
Okay.
But I found that threw me off a little bit. And so I'm pretty disciplined about keeping that period of time during lunch white, if you will. So, you know, so that I, you know, automatically, I don't even think anything about it. I'm like, it's lunchtime, which means I'm going to eat some peanuts after my run, but it's my time to go and run. But I, you know, it's, I guess that, you know, I built a discipline, if you will, as it relates to my schedule, so that I can carve that time out.
Yeah, Yeah, I totally get that for sure. And have you seen, I mean, that discipline, how has that transferred over to your professional life? Because obviously we all have professional obligations. So do you see that transferring over to your professional life and, you know, and just attaining, setting and attaining goals professionally as well? Do you see them kind of transferring back and forth?
Oh, for sure. For sure. I absolutely think that it has benefited me to actually, I think it's benefited me as an athlete, for my entire life. I've seen that, and I've seen that in our workplace as well. I mean, there are all kinds of people who have discipline. Obviously, our chief people and strategy officer, Tansley Stearns, is that kind of person as well. As far as I would say, freakishly so.
Yeah.
how disciplined at times, but you know, for me, it absolutely is carried over to the way in which I approach the job on a daily basis and leadership, if you will. I have a lot of very small, you know, areas of discipline as it relates to, you know, being very deliberate and intentional, and getting together with team members. And I won't say I'm not a one-on-one kind of guy, but making sure that throughout the day that I stay very connected with them in very deliberate ways.
Yeah.
You know, right now, Alec, I'm trying to figure out the new normal given the current circumstances, the current situation. But because I'm not a social distance kind of guy, and so I throughout the day go in, pop into people's offices and talk to them, and sit down and you know, ask them questions both personally and professionally.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like it's you're shooting from the hip. It really is not. It's very intentional. I know that the team knows, and certainly our executive team knows, when I pop in, and it seems like it's a pretty casual thing. And I might ask, you know, three or four questions, and they're actually pretty intentional questions.
Sure.
And so there's discipline in that regard, if that makes sense.
Yeah, oh, totally, completely. And so do you find that kind of being a leader of the credit, do you find that your actions are maybe infectious in a good way to others, that you know, others may follow suit?
I think so. You know, I hope that though that the actions or that behavior is you know, I'm modeling good actions and good behavior. But I think that, I do believe that it does begin to rub off on others. At a minimum, Mike, you'll see that people's schedules and the way they make themselves available, seem to follow suit as far as the leader.
Yeah.
Initially when I got here, back in 2015, when I would pop in, you know, some people aren't wired that way. You know, for the parachute. You know, the CEO parachuting into your office,
surprise,
and asking questions about, you know, tell me about your kids or what have you.
Yeah.
But I've seen that it has become a rhythm within our and a part of our culture, and maybe that is because of the way, you know, they're following my lead, if you will. But you know, I've got some weird, quirky things too, so hopefully they don't pick up on those things. Yeah.
I'm not getting at. I mean, this is all probably like really not overt or not intentional, but people see what the leader is doing. Like, hey, you know, maybe I should try that out too. You know, because it's working for him. Let's see if it works for me, type of thing. So, totally get it.
Yeah.
Let's talk about food here, because you mentioned that you need to eat. We all need to eat, but. Like me, I kind of graze all day. I need to have like I need to keep a level of energy going, or else I'm down. So, and I'm assuming you might be the same way. So, what types of food do you eat? Without getting too personal here, but what keeps your energy level up as far as food and anything else for that matter?
Well, I probably don't have. My wife tells me that I probably don't have great habits. I don't eat a bunch of junk. There were seasons in my adult life, in my adult professional life, when I probably, you know, wasn't practicing good habits as it related to healthy eating. Right now, you know, again, as I said, I'll be 55 in July. And what I've found in these past couple of years is I really eat in moderation. I eat a couple of breakfast bars in the morning.
Yep.
There was a time when I was eating oatmeal. I probably need to go back to the oatmeal thing. But I'd eat a couple breakfast bars. I drink coffee in the morning,
mm-hmm.
Probably 3-4 cups. I'm one of those. I don't finish a cup. I never finish a cup. I always top off.
Oh, okay. But, you're always on your first cup.
I don't. I'm always on my first cup. My wife says that I probably am not eating in a healthy way is I don't right now. I haven't been eating lunch regularly. I'll snack on trail mix or peanuts or something mm-hmm. like that mm-hmm. after I run. I come home and that's when she'll sort of say, "You didn't eat lunch, did you?" Which means my tank is super low and I'm not in the best mood. So I need to figure out that thing. Actually, my wife is in the other room and I just heard her say something. Probably not quite, a little dirt, amen, you need to, But I probably might need to figure out something in that regard. As far as dinner, we're empty nesters now. So she's preparing something each night for just two of us.
Right.
And so that actually been helping. That means that I'm going to get something that's pretty healthy.
Right on.
Be it pasta or chicken mm-hmm. or something. It also means that the portions are going to be moderate mm-hmm. portions.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a if it's a business dinner, that it's not forget yeah. about that. I'm a steak. I'm a huge steak guy. I love steak. So I wouldn't say that I she's gotten me not completely off of fast food. My go-to during the day used to be just driving through the drive-through to McDonald's and getting a couple McDoubles and a large Diet Coke.
Mm-hmm.
I don't quite. That makes your body do other things
yes.
that aren't so great.
Yes,
but,
it does.
But I would say we eat pretty healthy okay. now, and thankfully it's because my wife is a good cook and she focuses on things given our age
indeed.
That are healthy. When she's out of town, Mike, it's crazy. It's stupid.
Uh-oh.
It's fast food all the time.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, like you said, Todd, everything in moderation. I'm a sucker for In-N-Out Burger. A double fries and a chocolate shake every now and then. I'm all in on that. But it's yeah. It gets pretty dangerous around here
yeah.
when that happens. So good stuff. Let's talk about rest because, again, being a president and CEO of a large organization, I'm sure you're being pulled in 100 different directions, sometimes probably 24-7, like especially what we're going through right now. I'm sure you're on alert 24-7. But kind of in normal times, what's how much rest do you get? How much rest do you recommend? How much rest do you try to get? How do you operate and what works best for you in this area?
Yeah, it's for somebody like me and the way I'm wired, Mike, it's hard, as you can imagine. You're probably the same way. It's hard to build rest, if you will, into your schedule.
Yeah.
As a CEO, you're exactly right. You're kind of on all day long. And like I said, probably 3:30, the team knows. Don't come and ask me for anything,
yeah.
or maybe do ask me because I'm mush and I'm like, yeah,
right.
sounds great. But by the time I get home, I'm a little bit low on the tank. And as I keep mentioning my wife, Nanita, she would attest to is much like the team coming to me around 3:30 and asking, let's go dive in, do a deep dive on some complex situation.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really bad time. Same thing in the evening. She probably is like, I'm ready for some really engaging conversation. And I'm just, I'm not there. So I would say that really becomes my rest is
yeah.
in the evening.
Yeah.
I just sort of veg. If somebody were to say, what did you watch last night? I could tell you I had, episode 427 of Law and Order on, or I had King of Queens,
yeah. Yeah.
or Everybody Loves Raymond. It's a repeat. I've seen them all. I couldn't tell you what the episode was. I just sort of sit there and just veg for the night. That's sort of my resting time. I usually I'm a 6 hour a night guy. Mm-hmm. No more, no less.
Okay.
And so I'm probably not the best. I'm not the poster child for the resting thing. Because another thing is much like, you know, probably like other CEOs, I'm also checking, you know, this.
Oh yeah. Oh
I'm,
yeah.
You know, I'm checking email and things like that. So, I'm trying to figure out how to, at this stage of my career and at this age, to rest more.
Mm-hmm.
I don't take very much vacation, much to my wife's chagrin. The team is the same way. They're like, hey man, why don't you take some vacation? I don't know what to make of that. You know, hey man, get out of the office.
Right.
That is what they're probably saying. But that's something, Mike, I would say I'm still trying to figure out.
Okay.
That right balance.
Yeah. Yeah. That kind of leads me to my next question is like, how do you recharge your batteries? How do you refuel, that type of thing? I mean, because obviously by the end, like you said, by the end of the day or by 3:30, where, you know, the brain is kind of mushy, or by the end of the week, you're like, oh my gosh. So how do you recharge? You just kind of relax and do something, go for a run or something, or what? How do you recharge to get you ready for the next week or the next day?
You know, there. That's a great question. There are probably three things that help me recharge, and that's spending time with family.
Yep.
So, you know, we just had our first grandchild, so a granddaughter. She's 11 months old.
Congrats.
Spending time with her. Thank you. Spending time with her, spending time with our adult kids helps me recharge. Getting out with my wife and with a couple of friends to go and have a nice dinner.
Yeah.
Or just have them over to the house or go over to their house.
Yeah.
And have a nice dinner and a nice bottle of wine, kind of. That recharges. And then what's big for me is the weekends when it's nice weather here, we ended up buying an old 1967 ranch house out in the canyon here.
Wow.
In Castle Rock. And we have 39 acres. At first we didn't know what to do with 39, but I know what to do with 39 as far as recharging. I bought an old John Deere tractor with a bush hog, and I go out on the weekends, put my headset on, you know, put a floppy hat on with lots of sunblock, and just drive around for 3-4 hours, 5 hours on Saturday and Sunday after church, and just sort of, you know, my mind is just mush. I'm just
right on.
Out there listening to classic rock, 70s rock, and not thinking about it. And that actually recharges.
Yeah.
Absolutely does.
I love the different answers I get on that question. It's like, it's super interesting. You're driving a tractor, and that's how you recharge. I love it. So, good stuff for sure.
Auto.
I like it. All right. So to wrap up here, because I know your time is short, so I want to be respectful of your time here. So what advice do you have for somebody kind of getting started and laying the groundwork for good health habits, and then that will kind of ultimately help them enhance their career? Do you have any advice in that area? How do you get started here? And, you know, is it 1 foot out of the bed in the morning, or, you know, or is it just go for a walk and then it'll turn into a run and it'll turn into a, you know, a 5K type of thing? What type of advice do you have for folks just getting started here?
Well, that would be it, what you just said, you know, 1 foot out of bed. It's, we have adult children, and as an example, our oldest son, he'll be 28 this year. And ironically, Mike, I just was corresponding and text with him this morning, and he's working from home, and he's a videographer, and he's filming, and he's editing, and he's shut in right now, and he bought a Peloton last year.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I sort of stay on him. And this morning I shot him a text, hey, how you feeling? He tells me how he's feeling, and I said, have you been working out? Have you been getting your exercise in, right?
Mm-hmm.
And his response wasn't quite what I wanted it to be. my advice would be what I've said to my 27-year-old son is, you know, hey, listen, you really have to build It has to become a way of life.
Mm-hmm.
You have to build the discipline, but you have to think of it as a way of life. It, you know, our family has always, all of our kids have been athletes. My wife and I both were athletes. Our kids have been athletes. Three of our four kids were athletes in college. And I thought, you know, what I've said is, you know, do yourself a favor and continue that discipline.
Yeah.
Continue that. Make it a way of life. And, you know, make it a way of life. Be paying very close attention to what you're eating, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
How much rest you're getting the day. Getting out and walking. If you can't run, go walk.
Right.
My son is 6'3", 230 pounds, and he's a big guy, and he hates to run. He's, this Peloton has been a good thing, but
yeah.
I say, if you don't run, go walk.
Right.
You know,
yep.
Get a Peloton,
mm-hmm.
Do something, get a mountain bike, go
yeah.
out on a mountain bike,
yep.
do something, but do something because it, you know, it will, you will be thankful for the rest of your life
yep.
if you do that. You don't want to be 35, 40 years old and suddenly say, holy cow, I mean, you can start then, but you certainly don't want to, it's harder, as you know, to start then
mm-hmm.
at that point.
Yeah.
Never too late, but build that discipline in early on in your career
yeah.
and then maintain it throughout. Mm-hmm. And you're going to see that it definitely, how you feel as far as your health absolutely benefits you in your job
mm-hmm.
and through your career, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, you just have more energy. You're just sharper, all the good stuff there for sure. And yeah, good stuff indeed. All right, sir, I'm going to let you get going because you got a lot on your plate, I'm assuming. So I appreciate the time. Anything else to add to wrap up?
I have a board meeting tonight.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
And actually, you know, I actually ran 4 miles just before our video.
Well done.
I worked from home today, and I got to go out and run 4 miles in the canyon and grab my shower and get ready for this. But now I'm not going to be mush after 3. It's 4 o'clock our time. I need to be mentally sharp for this board meeting
you
tonight. But it's good times. And again, Mike, I said this to you when we talked in Washington
yeah.
D.C. at the GAC. Thank you for doing what you do. You do. I love to see everything that you post out.
Thank you.
You're one of the best in our business.
And thank you
so
very much.
Thank you for what you
do.
Oh
my gosh, thank you so much.
Yeah.
I love the feedback, so I appreciate it. And talking to folks like you just kind of gives me that extra energy, that extra incentive just to keep doing it and get better. So thank you for that as well. So, all right, Todd, again,
Absolutely.
Let you get going, get you prepared for your board meeting. I'm sure you're already ready to go, but yeah, thanks again for the time. Appreciate it. Well done.
Thanks, Mike.
You are welcome. You are welcome.